this beautiful fall day. Yeah.
今天是秋天一个很美丽的一天哈。
Probably we better switch the PowerPoint. Yeah. So are you familiar with this passage?
大家对这段圣经还蛮熟悉的吗？
Yeah. This is one of those passages that can be misunderstood sometimes.
这一段圣经呢，有些人有对这段圣经有些误解哈。
Especially the way that Jesus answers this woman.
尤其是当我们刚读了耶稣回答那个妇人那句话，很多人对这个就觉得有误会。
This is interesting, this incident, because we see Jesus moving up north, up to the northwest areas into Gentile areas.
所以我们看到耶稣这个背景呢，耶稣他是离往这个犹太地的这个西北方去，进入了当时外邦人的城。
And so we're going to see a little bit about, okay, why did he take his disciples up to the northwest?
所以我们后来想了，为什么耶稣会带他的门徒到这个西北部去进入外邦人的城呢？
Apparently, some think that maybe Jesus wanted to have a mini retreat for a few days.
所以有人猜测，耶稣想带他的门徒去那边躲几天，开个退休会。
So this is some 20 miles north of Capernaum.
就是这个城市是在加百农以北20英里的地方。
That's quite a walk, right?
那时候都是走路的哈，他走了20英里走过去的。
And we read in verse 24, and from there Jesus arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and did not want anyone to know.
所以这个经常说，耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去，进了一家不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。
So we see up here, up on the very top on the left side, Sidon and Tyre.
所以你看这个地图，在地图的上方，左上方那个两个粉红的那个 highlight 就写的是推罗和西顿。
And here we see the area of Capernaum and how they may have ventured up to that northwest area.
所以看这个图的右下方，这个小一点的地图就画出他们当时应该走的那个路线。
And so they're there, and you know, maybe they found a place, a friendly place to reside for a few days.
他可能在那边找到一个对他们友好的人的家里，在那边住了几天。
Likely the home of a disciple of Jesus.
可能是一个当地的门徒。
And he needed to lay low for just a little while because of recent controversies that he'd experienced with some of the Jewish leaders.
他因为最近跟这个犹太的这个官长和他们的领袖产生了冲突，所以耶稣要找几天躲几天。
I don't know if you recall from last time I spoke, but there were some recent disputes with some of the scribes and the Pharisees from Jerusalem.
耶稣在之前的一章，我们讲到他跟从耶路撒冷来的这个文士和法利赛，他起了一些冲突。
But not surprisingly, it wasn't long before Jesus was discovered.
但是我们相信他这里藏不住哈，这么很快就被人发现了。
We read in Mark 7:24, yet Jesus could not be hidden.
这里经常特别记载说，他却隐藏不住。
I wonder if it's that way today. You know, I mean, if you really know the Lord, and if the Lord is really among us, he really cannot be hidden.
就像那个时候是这样，我们现今呢，如果你真的认识神，如果神真在我们当中，那我们这里也是藏不住的。
Too much light, too much glory will find its way out.
所以这个光和生命会从我们里面表现出来的。
So Jesus, he's going to go ahead and enjoy a break, but it's not a very long break.
所以耶稣到那边去，好像去休息一下，其实也没有休息到多少。
For even in these so-called far away places, these districts, Jesus is still recognized and known.
所以接着好像很远的地方，耶稣仍然是被知道。
We read about that in Mark chapter 3. We actually saw this earlier when we were first walking through this book.
所以我们之前讲到马可福音第三章的时候，我们其实就记载了这一段话。
We see that there were crowds from not only Capernaum and around that area by the Sea of Galilee, but also crowds from Tyre and Sidon that have seen and heard Jesus previously.
那里马可福音三章七节记载说，耶稣和门徒退到海边去，有许多人从加利利跟随他，还有许多人听见他所做的大事，就从犹太、耶路撒冷、以突买、约旦河外，并推罗和西顿的四方来到他那里。
So Jesus was even known up in these distant Gentile areas.
所以这么远的地方，这么这还不是犹太的地方，是外邦的地方，他们都知道耶稣的名。
So Peter, informing Mark as he writes this gospel, says the following. Mark writes, "But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet." Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter.
所以马可在这里七章里记载说，当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被巫鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就来匍匐在他脚前。这妇人是希利尼人，是叙利腓尼基族的，她求耶稣赶出那鬼，离开她的女儿。
So we see a Gentile woman approaching Jesus.
我们看见一个外邦的妇人来找耶稣。
We got to remember now how the typical Jew would view a Gentile.
你要想当时的背景是犹太人是怎么看外邦人的哈。
One of the daily prayers that faithful Jewish men would say would be something like this.
有个当时代的一个敬畏神的犹太人，他的祷告是这样说的哈。
And maybe you that have studied a little bit about church history or more like likely to study, you may have come across this kind of Jewish prayer before.
如果你研读教会历史的话，你可能也会看到或犹太人当时是犹太的男人是这样子祷告的哈。
But it's interesting. Listen to the prayer. Blessed are you, Lord our God, ruler of the universe.Who has not created me a woman? Who has not created me a Gentile? Who has not created me a slave or an ignoramus?
所以当时犹太人这样祷告，他说：“主啊，我们赞美你，你没有把我造成一个女人，也没有把我造成一个外邦人，也没有把我造成一个奴隶或者一个无知的人。”
So you can learn a lot about people by the way they pray.
所以你从他的祷告，你就看出他的心思在想些什么哈。
What their biases are, how they see other people.
或者他的偏见是在哪一方面，他是怎么看待别人的。
Anyway, this woman, she obviously has heard of Jesus.
所以我回到这里，这个外邦的妇女，她肯定是听说过耶稣了哈。
She knows that Jesus is in the vicinity now.
她知道耶稣到这个城市来了。
And she's in great need. She's desperate for help.
这个女的很绝望，她需要马上就需要帮助。
And she may not know really who Jesus is, except that he's a great teacher and prophet.
她可能未必真知道耶稣的真实的身份是什么，但是她知道耶稣是一个伟大的先知。
And so she begs Jesus, this Jewish prophet, to come and cast out her daughter's demon.
所以她求这个犹太的先知到她家里来，把这个鬼给她从她女儿身上赶出去。
And as we walk through this text today, we'll see how the other disciples around Jesus were viewing this interruption from the woman.
我们看看在这个事情发生的时候，耶稣身旁的那些门徒是怎么看待这个事情的。
And Jesus said something that maybe shocked her. In verse 27, he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
那耶稣就对这个妇女说，让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
So Jesus in effect is saying, children first, please.
耶稣回答就是说，孩子们必须先吃。
Kind of like we might say, ladies first, please.
就好像我们在西方社会常常说，女士优先。
Okay, so you need to give Jesus the benefit of the doubt because sometimes you don't know exactly what he's doing, right?When he has this kind of personal encounter.
所以当耶稣你看这好像他说的好像不太客气哈，但是你要看上下文，你要想到当时的背景。
So as you read the scriptures, it's always a safe thing to give Jesus the benefit of the doubt, even when you come across something that you think is rather strange.
所以当你看到耶稣讲话好像不合你的意思啊，你要不要乱下结论，就是说耶稣怎么怎么样哈。
Yeah.This may not be for Jesus so much about disregarding the woman. It may be more about his responsibility to God's people.
所以这里耶稣这样讲的话，不是因为他不尊重这个外邦的妇女，而是因为他想到他的使命的优先次序。
We're reminded in this text that Jesus' mission is to the Jew first.
我们知道耶稣到地上来，他的使命是先去救犹太人的啊。
The Jews of Israel, we see repeatedly, are God's special people.
因为犹太人是神的特别的选民。
God's children are what Moses called the nation of Israel. Goes all the way back to those days.
所以神的选民被称为以色列的这个国。
We read in Deuteronomy 14, You are the children of the Lord your God.
在申命记14章一节说，你们是神的儿女。
God's chosen ones.
是神的选民。
Right? Like what Paul would later write of Israel in his letter to Rome.
所以后来我们看见保罗在给罗马教会的书信里面这样写到说。
When highlighting the special relationship that God has with his people Israel.
他特别强调以色列人跟神的这个关系。
He writes, they are the people of Israel, chosen to be God's special children. God revealed His glory to them. He made covenants with them and gave His law to them. They have the privilege of worshiping Him and receiving His wonderful promises.
他说他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的。
Yeah. Have you seen that text before in Romans? Yeah.
读过罗马书这一段吗?
Yeah, it's a great text. Jesus was first sent to feed the sheep of Israel.
耶稣也是被差派首先去喂养以色列中的羊群。
Now note that phrase, the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
你注意那段话，它是在以色列家里面的迷失的羊。
Now, as we've made our way, walked our way through this Gospel of Mark, we have not really touched on this particular phrase.
我们可能这一段我们没有讲的太多哈。
But Matthew's Gospel really highlights this aspect of the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
但是在马太福音里面特别强调说这个以色列家迷失的羊这个概念。
Underscoring Jesus' vocation, his call, his mission, first and foremost, to the lost sheep.Of the house of Israel.
所以耶稣的使命和他的职责，第一就是到以色列家寻找那迷失的羊。
Okay, now that's not my last word on this, so don't think that I'm going to extreme on Israel versus other nations. It's just that this is what the text is emphasizing right here.
所以这一段就是上下文的背景哈。
So, do you recall Jesus saying the following when he first commissioned and sent out his 12 disciples?
你还记不记得耶稣当时差派他的门徒两个两个出去了，他对他们说些什么呢？
He sent them out and he said, Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and proclaim as you go, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 to 7. You've probably seen that text before.
所以耶稣对他的门徒吩咐他们出去传道的时候对他们说你外邦人的路你们不要走撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去随走随传说天国近了。
There's this emphasis, go first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
所以耶稣强调说你们要去首先要去这个以色列家迷失的羊那里。
And if you're thinking, well, no, I don't remember seeing that earlier in the Gospel of Mark, well, that's because Mark doesn't use that kind of expression.
所以你读马可福音，你好像没有看到马可强调这个概念哈，以色列家迷失的羊。那是因为那他的写作重点，他不在这方面。但是马太都讲了这一点。
Jesus says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." We really see this brought to the surface in Matthew's Gospel.
所以马太福音特别你看这个马太福音15章耶稣自己说我是被差派到以色列家迷失的羊那里去的。
So Paul explains it this way.
所以保罗这样的解释哈。
Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors.
所以保罗这样在罗马书15章8节他这样说基督是为神真理做了犹太人的仆人为要证实所应许列祖的话。
So Christ's mission, His God-given mission was to come first and foremost to the Jews.
所以耶稣基督他在神赐给他的这个使命的第一点就是到犹太人家中去。
And initially, even the apostles seemed to follow this order.
后来他的使徒好像也是照这个次序来行事的。
We find something like this in the opening verses of Romans chapter 1.
所以我们看见罗马书第一章就这样说哈。
You know this verse. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Well, there it is. First, say it with me. First to the Jews, then to the Gentiles.
所以你看这个罗马书他说我不以福音为耻，这福音乃是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，然后才临到外邦人，所以他有个次序在那里。
The Jews were first in priority.
所以犹太人是优先的，从救恩的角度来讲。
And John Piper says, number one, there are the chosen people of God.
因为犹太人是神的选民。
The Messiah himself, Christ Jesus, came first as a Jew to the Jews.
因为耶稣自己他是作为一个犹太人的身份降世的。
And thirdly, because salvation, we are reminded, is from the Jews.
那救恩是从犹太人来的。
That means its salvation derives from God's covenant with Abraham's children.
因为救恩是当初是因着神与亚伯拉罕，就是犹太人的祖宗立的约，所以这个救恩就来了。
So God is simply fulfilling His word.
所以神在成，他在应验他的应许。
All this was foretold since God's revelation to Abraham.
这些就是因为神对于亚伯拉罕的应许而成就的。
And we see Peter reminding his fellow Jews of this principle.
我们看见彼得在他的书信里面对在犹太人他是这样子说的。
And in the early part of the book of Acts, after the resurrection and at the day of Pentecost.
我们记得彼得在这个五旬节的时候对犹太人有一段讲论哈。
Where we read in Acts chapter 3 verses 25 to 26, Peter preaches, "You are the children of those prophets, and you are included in the covenant God promised to your ancestors. For God said to Abraham, 'Through your descendants, all the families on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant Jesus, he sent him first to you, people of Israel, to bless you by turning each of you back from your sinful ways.'"
所以那里彼得对犹太人他是这样说的，他说你们是先知的子孙，也承受神与你们祖宗所立的约，就是对亚伯拉罕说，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福，神既兴起他的仆人，就差遣他到你们这里来赐福给你们，叫你们个人回转离开罪恶。
This is the backdrop to this incident that we're looking at between Jesus and this Gentile woman today.
所以我们有了这一段的背景，我们就来从这一段的背景，我们来看这今天发生的这段经文的讲的故事。
Right, Jew first, then Gentile.
所以犹太人优先，然后才是外邦人。
At least until such a time as they experience rejection and unbelief from the Jewish people.
直到有一天，这个犹太人他拒绝了这个救恩，那这个外救恩就完全的临到外邦人。
And we see another pattern develop when there's resistance and there is a rejection of the gospel message. We begin to see the gospel going thereafter to the Gentiles.
所以我们当看到犹太人拒绝这个救恩，拒绝这个得救的信息的时候，我们就看着这个救恩就临到外邦人了。
And you can read the book of Acts and see that progression.
你读《使徒传》就看见这个事情的发展就是这样的。
John reminds us Jesus came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
约翰福音这里说，他到自己的地方来，自己人却不接受他。
Right, tragic. So let's clarify a little bit as we return to Mark chapter 7, verse 27. Let's clarify this code language that Jesus is using.
所以我们看见耶稣回答这个妇人说。儿女要不可把儿女的饼给狗吃这段话哈，他好像用了一些隐晦的暗号在里面，我们来看看怎么来读懂他这个暗语是怎么说的。
Can you discern what Jesus is actually saying here?
你破解这个密码吗？
The children in this context, of course, are the children of Israel, the Jews.
所以当他说儿女，这个儿女指的就是犹太人。
And the bread is typified by God's word or God's provision.
所以这个儿女的饼是指的是神的话或者神的供应。
And dogs in this context would be to represent the Gentiles.
当他说狗这个字呢，他指的是外邦人。
Right. And so that's the context. That's the code language that Jesus is using.
这就是耶稣用的好像他的暗号哈，比喻。
And so Jesus says it wouldn't be right to throw the children's food to dogs.
耶稣说不可以把儿女的食物丢给狗吃。
Now remember what we highlighted last time, that we're at a period now in Mark's Gospel where things are beginning to shift. And in this progression of Jesus' ministry from Jew to Gentile, we're right in the midst of beginning to see a shift.
Okay. 所以耶稣我们看上下文，他之前是在犹太地方传道哈，后来犹太人特别是文士长祭司文士那些人他们拒绝他，而且还要迫害他，结果他就走到这个外邦的地方来了，结果就到了外邦的这个地，就马上碰到一个外邦妇人来找他。
Do you remember last time that we talked about Peter's vision, that he was on a rooftop and God had to give Peter three times this vision about clean and unclean animals?
你还记得上次我们讲到彼得在房顶上见了异象，那个异象里面有洁净的动物，也有不洁净的动物。
What we didn't really emphasize at that time was that this vision had a lot more to do than just food.
我们当时可能没有讲那么多，就说这个讲的这个洁净不洁净，其实不是只讲的食物而言的。
It was about their interfacing, their association with non-Jewish people.
实际上讲的就是犹太人和非犹太人之间的关系。
Because it was not really lawful for a good Jew to associate with Gentiles before Jesus came.
所以在耶稣没来之前，一个传统的犹太男人他不会去和外邦人混杂在一起的。
So deeply embedded is this way of seeing and relating to the Gentiles that Peter needed to see the vision three times.
所以在彼得他也是个正统的犹太人，在他的心里面就想说，神要让他看三次啊这个洁净和不洁净的道理。
And so if you kind of continue reading there, it's in Acts chapter 10, you see that God directed thereafter Peter to a Roman's home there, and to his household, a man named Cornelius.
在马可使徒行传十章里记载的，后来彼得就被带到这一个外邦人叫做哥尼流的家里了。
And we see Peter say the following.
我们就看彼得这样说话哈。
Peter says, you are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him.
所以彼得对这个外邦人哥尼流说，我们的律法是不准犹太人去外邦人的家，或者去和外邦人在一起交朋友的。
And then the punchline. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean.
但是神指示我不可以叫任何别人是不洁净的。
Right, so that's also in the background here.
所以那一段也是我们要跟我们今天讲的有关系哈。
So this calling of Gentiles dog, we see it in Paul's writing, we even see it in the book of Revelation. Just for those of you that are Bible nerds, you'll see this word dog used in that way.
但是这个讲把外邦人称呼为狗的话，这个也圣经上也不是只有这个地方有，还有其他地方也是这样记载的。
So here's what I think may be happening, why Jesus is using this language.
所以我认为为什么耶稣在这里用这个比喻呢？
Jesus is using commonly held Jewish prejudices of his day to reveal some things.
耶稣用他当时的世代一个传统的大家都有这个偏见来证明一件事情。
Both to clarify his God-given priority.
第一，他要说明的神给他的优先次序是什么。
You know, I'm first and foremost here to feed the children of Israel.
耶稣来的第一件和最重要的一个事情就是来照顾以色列家迷失的羊。
But also to reveal the sincerity of this woman's faith.
但他要试炼一下这个妇女她的这个信心到底有多真诚。
Right, and maybe his disciples to reveal their unquestioned and prejudicial biases.
第三，他可能要让他的门徒显明他们那个没有说出来的偏见。
I think, of course, Jesus is the master teacher, so he never loses an opportunity like this, not only to reveal some things about this woman, but also about his followers who are probably misjudging the woman.
所以他耶稣抓住这个机会，不仅来教导他的门徒，也让这个外邦妇女显明她的信心。
Now that's just my personal opinion. I might be wrong.
这是我的解读哈。
But I believe Jesus may be echoing the common prejudices of most Jews of that day, and even the prejudices and biases of his disciples.
所以耶稣可能是反面的说了句反话，让他的门徒想到他们自己每个人心里都有这个偏见。
To make a point.
就是要指明说他们是有偏见的。
And I think.Maybe this is a little bit of Jesus' humor sometimes.
我觉得有可能这是耶稣的幽默感。
So we catch a glimpse of this kind of attitude with the 12 as they're looking at that woman. We see it more clearly in the parallel incident recorded by Matthew.
所以我们看着马太福音15章也记载了类似的事， 但他记得更多详细点，他就讲到门徒对这个妇女的态度。
We see it in Matthew 15, and his disciples came and begged Jesus, saying, "Send her away; she's crying out after us. Please, Jesus."
门徒已经不耐烦了，他们就来找耶稣，就求他说，把这人打发走吧，他在我们后面吵，让我们很烦。
Lord, please, she's pestering us, and she has no right to presume anything of us.
他们意思就是说，这个女人，这个外邦妇女在后面一直纠缠不休，我们被她搞烦了，让她走吧。
Let's see what the woman's response is.
那我们现在看看耶稣这样说完之后，这个外邦妇女她的回应是什么呢？
But she answered Jesus, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs."
她说，主啊，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣儿。
She displays humility.
所以她展现的就是她的谦卑。
She manifests faith and real insight, God-given insight.
他也展现出了他的信心和他的洞察力。
And she's, even though she's a Canaanite, Syrophoenician woman, she wisely replies to Jesus' offensive remark.
她作为一个迦南外邦妇女，她对于耶稣的她这个讲话有点挑战性的讲话，她回答的非常的得体。
Or at least what would many people would consider offensive, right?
可能有人觉得耶稣刚看到耶稣这样讲话，觉得。讲到饼啊狗啊，可能觉得耶稣讲的太过分了。
And in so many words, she says, "True, I am but a Gentile woman, and I have no grounds on which to presume you will tend to my needs."
这个妇女回答说：“主啊，不错，所以她同意耶稣讲的，她也觉得她是确实没有任何的权利来要求耶稣为她做什么。
”And this kind of reminded me of the Roman centurion that needed Jesus' help and his attitude toward Jesus.
就我们看到另外一个外邦人他来找耶稣的事情，让我们给我们一个对比哈，那个就是一个罗马的百夫长太有事求耶稣。
We find it in the Gospel of Luke.
那是在路加福音七章里面记载了。
You remember this particular incident? It was a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was a highly valued by him. And when the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to Jesus elders of the Jews asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly saying, "This man, this Roman man is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation and he's the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends saying to Jesus, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you." Very similar attitude that this woman is displaying.
所以我们这是马可路加福音记载了一个罗马的百夫长，这是外邦人哈。那他的仆人病了，然后呢，他就想去求耶稣来治病，但是呢，他又不敢，因为他是外邦人。耶稣是犹太人，他不敢直接去求耶稣，他就动用他的影响力，找了犹太人里面有影响力的长老，然后他就说，你们帮我去求耶稣。那些人呢，因为跟他是好朋友，所以就代表着他去求耶稣。然后呢，他后来他就传话给耶稣，就是说，这个他说，主啊，我不要劳动，不要，因为你到我的舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就好了。
Pretty good, huh? Yeah. Thank you, brother. Yeah. So the centurion does not approach Jesus directly.
所以你看到这个百夫长不敢直接去找耶稣。
He's humble. He goes through the elders, the Jewish elders.
他就找犹太人的长老去找耶稣。
Right. But he displays the same humility that we see with the Syrophoenician woman.
虽然他在这个世上表现出的谦卑跟这个外邦妇女表现出的谦卑是一样的。
Similarly, this Gentile woman that we're featuring today, she is quite shrewd and insightful.
这个犹太妇人，她有这个洞察力，知道耶稣的这个能力。
And she doesn't seem to take offense at what Jesus said, unlike many people.
她也不会因为耶稣说好像不能把饼给狗吃，她就觉得这话在骂我，她就走人这样。
And maybe she's perceptive and she looked and saw the twinkle in Jesus' eyes. Maybe she could sense that Jesus was just, you know, kind of testing the waters.
那我个人想她可能当时离耶稣很近，她可能看到耶稣的表情，她的眼神，她觉得耶稣不是在骂她，而是在试炼她的信心，所以她就继续留在那跟耶稣回应。
This is my interpretation.
我是这样猜的哈。
I might be wrong.
我纯粹猜测。
But it makes sense to me that Jesus would use humor to teach a lesson like this.
但我觉得耶稣会用他的幽默感来给门徒跟这个妇女上一堂课，教一个上一堂课。
And sometimes we don't know how ridiculous we sound until we hear somebody else voice that opinion.You know what I'm saying?
有时候我们自己，当我们都不觉得我们讲话有多么的不好听，当尤其当我们听到别人把我们的话重复一遍的时候，我们才会想，哎，他讲好像就是我那个样子。
And I think any of you that have been married for any length of time, you've probably done this a time or two with your spouse, right? Where you use their words and their sentiments, and you reflect it back to them in order to make a point.
如果你结婚够久的话，你常常跟你的配偶之间，你会重复他用他的表情用他的眼神用他的话把他的话重复一遍让他觉得他那话当初讲的多么的不好听
Right. Yeah. So surprisingly this scorned woman this outsider replies to Jesus well even the dogs enjoy the children's crumbs
所以我们看见这个妇女我们觉得她是一个局外人哈，因为她不是犹太人所以她回答耶稣说就算狗也在桌子下面吃孩子们掉下的碎渣
And in effect, she says, just let a few crumbs of your blessing fall our way, sir.
他意思就是说你就掉点碎渣给我我就满足了。
Just a word from you, just a crumb, Jesus, to dispel this demon from my daughter.
就你的话一句话我就可以把那个鬼赶出去了。
For even crumbs fall from the table where your children are feeding to the benefit of the little dogs like myself.
所以就是孩子们在桌子上吃饭总会掉下面一点点碎渣。那狗就在下面捡着吃了。
So let the crumbs, that's fine, just give me the crumbs, let them fall to thy servant and to my daughter.
对我要求不高我只要一点点碎渣就可以。
So she might be well once again.
所以你这些碎渣就可以救我女儿的命。
And Matthew's gospel indicates Jesus marvels at her faith.
耶稣看着她的信心耶稣也很惊讶。
And he honors this woman.
耶稣就成全她的这个期望。
Responding, for this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter.
耶稣说，因你这句话，你回去吧。魔鬼已经离开你的女儿了。
In light of your profession of faith, I will honor your request.
耶稣就说，你既然有这个信心，我就照你的信心成全。
The demon has left your daughter.
那个鬼已经走了。
And as we learned last time, the words that proceed from our mouths reveal our hearts, our disposition,And our faith.
就像我们一直都看到这个经上所说的哈，当我们嘴里说出的话，就显示我们内心在想什么，我们的心情，我们的信心，我们的态度。
So Mark is very, very apt to being able to weave these stories together about common concerns and incidents. And I think you might recall last time that we saw that the fixation of the Jewish leaders was what was going into your mouth.And Jesus kept trying to get them to understand, no, it's what comes out of your heart.
Yeah. 所以这样就让我们想起上次耶稣对这个法利赛人他们特别强调吃饭前要洗手因为不洗手吃饭呢就不洁净了。那耶稣再次强调不是进去的不洁净而是出来的东西才显示你的内心在想什么。
Because the mouth will reveal what's coming out of the heart.
因为从嘴里发出来的就是你心里所想的。
Whether you really truly believe or not.
你是不是真信从嘴里发讲出话就可以看出来你是不是真信了。
And so we read in verse 30, Mark closing with, and she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone.
所以这个故事后来结局怎么样呢在七章三十节说那女人回家去就发现她的女儿躺在床上鬼已经走了。
Here's the insights and a few words of application, hopefully.
所以看看几个这段故事对我们的生活中有什么应用
First, Jesus understood his priorities and he knew why he came and what he was there to do.
所以耶稣一直知道他的使命他的工作的优先次序在哪里
And all that we could have that kind of clarity that we could know what our call is and what we're to be focused on.
所以我们每个人也是要知道神呼召你做什么你的生命的优先次序是什么
The second thing I saw is we...really need to guard ourselves against this kind of judgmental spirit that scorns those people who we think are lower than us, scorns people who are in need, scorns people who are different from us.
所以我们要保守我们的心，不要去有对别人有个偏见，尤其是那些有需要的人，或者说他们我们觉得他不洁净的人，或者他是好像不是我们所说的这个圈内人士哈，好像是个局外人士，所以我们就来判断就论断他们。
This woman was an outsider.
这个妇女因为她不是犹太人，所以她是我们觉得她是个局外人。
Most Jews looked at her as unclean.
大部分犹太人看到她就觉得她是不洁净的。
But we see as we observe Jesus that no one should be denied access to him.
但耶稣要让我们看见每个人都可以到他面前来。
Right. The Canaanite woman wisely admitted what every outsider responding to Christ confesses.
这个迦南妇人她代表了所有的外邦人，她作为一个外邦人或者作为一个局外人，他们对基督的反应。
We can learn from people like this woman.
我们可以向这个妇女学习的。
In effect, she says, "Yes, I have no claim on God, and I'm but a dog, but I'm desperate for any help God might grant me, any crumbs that fall my way from you, Lord."
所以她的态度就是，我确实是对的，我没有任何权利到神面前来，求神帮我做什么，因为他是外邦人嘛。但是，我实在是需要主的怜悯，所以求主帮助我，一点点就行。
I wonder if we had that kind of attitude. Some of us are in the habit of having daily quiet times. We open the Bible.
所以想说，我们是不是在主面前每天有个安静的时间，打开我们的圣经呢
？Lord, just even a crumb or two today, I would be most thankful.
今天就让我得到一点，得到恩典，哪怕是一点点的一点碎渣儿也好。
Yeah, I would be grateful for any blessing or any provision that you grant me and my family, Lord.
你对神的祷告就是主啊，我很求你今天给我一点点的恩典，哪怕是一丁点也好。
Note this about Jesus. He's impressed with humility.
你看，我们看到耶稣对于这个妇女的谦卑，他觉得很满意。
And Jesus is always moved by genuine faith.
耶稣，当你在耶稣面前表现出你真实的信心的话，耶稣也会被感动的。
When he sees genuine faith expressed, then he acts.
当耶稣看见你有真实的信心的时候，他一定会动手成就你所要求的。
And at once this woman's daughter was healed of the demon.
然后我们就看这个女儿的，她的女儿好了，鬼也走了。
But what this woman would do after this meeting with Jesus would be kind of up to her.
那这个事情之后呢，这个女人还会做什么呢？就是要取决于她自己了。
It's kind of like us. We see God beginning to work in our life, and then so what happens on the next day and the day after, it's kind of up to us what we do with our opportunity.
所以我们看见这个女的她刚开始领受了神的恩典，得到医治，但她以后的每天，下一天，再下一天，她日子怎么过呢？那还要看她自己了。
One of the things that I was able to glean from this passage is when we see people respond to the message, the good news, or the work of God, like in this story today, we can test the sincerity of other people's profession to determine where they are and what they're really asking for.
所以你看这个女的，她得到了恩典，但她这个得到了医治的恩典，但得到这个医治的恩典之后，她会有什么别的？得到拯救的恩典吗？还是没有？我们还要拭目以待。
Right, and so the older I get, the longer I live, the more I work with people. I do these kind of things. When people show an interest in Christ, I don't just immediately presume too much, but I ask questions. I test the waters. I try to see what they really understand, and then I go from there.
所以，照我自己的服侍主这么多年的，当我看见如果有人跟我说他对于福音有兴趣的话。我不会马上就觉得说，哦，他这个人马上就得救了哈。我会问一些问题，来看看他到底在想什么，他到现在的属灵光景在哪个程度。
These incidents reveal how, with the coming of Christ, the old order has begun to change. The old way of life, the old way of seeing people, the old ways of being judgmental toward outsiders. This is starting to shift.
这里看见。犹太人对于外邦人这个偏见哈，这应该慢慢的要看一下，逐渐的改变了。
And Mark, as he takes us through this gospel, is beginning to help us to see just like a foretaste of where we're going.
所以这里我们看见，从这个故事我们看见将来可能会发生的情况。
As we behold Jesus, not just his authoritative teaching, but his compassionate outreach to outsiders.
所以耶稣不光是 他身上有属灵的权柄，我们也看见他对于这个外邦人，特别像这个女人，他有他的恩典和怜同情和怜悯。
And we should also be humble, and maybe we don't know God as well as we think.
我们需要承认，我们可能对神的认识可能并不是那么完全。
Sometimes I think Jesus is expressing a sense of humor.
我觉得耶稣是有他的这个幽默感的。
And the way that he responds or doesn't respond, we shouldn't be quick to jump to conclusions.
他不管耶稣做什么，我们不要那么快的就是下结论。
You remember how Jesus responded or didn't respond when he got news of Lazarus, who was very ill and near death?
所以圣经上记载，当耶稣听说拿撒路病了的时候，他是什么反应呢？
If you were too hasty, too quick to judge, you would totally misjudge what Jesus was about to do.
你如果很快就喜欢下结论，就你肯定会对耶稣有误解。
Jesus doesn't act. His actions aren't determined by our expectations.
耶稣做什么或者不做什么，不是根据你要他做什么不做什么来决定的。
Faith to believe God can heal or fix a problem is not the same as saving faith. This woman had faith, and so Jesus acted on it. But it's also to be distinguished from what we call saving faith, where a person enters into a covenant relationship with God and begins to experience new life. Those two things we should hold together.
所以当你相信神可以解决你这个问题，或者说这个的信心跟你相信神可以拯救你的灵魂这个信心还是不一样的。
Right, only God can reveal that salvation is through King Jesus.
只有经过耶稣，只有信耶稣才是这个拯，才是这个得到救恩的这个信心。
Only the Spirit can convince us that the way we're walking through life needs to change.
圣灵会让我们会显明给我们看，就是说你。当你要被得救的时候，那你的行为要改变。
Only the Spirit can show you, hey, you're going in the wrong direction. This is bigger than you think. This is not just a prayer. This is giving your loyalty to King Jesus.
当你要得到拯救的话，你不光是说你要从神里得个恩典，把你的问题给你解决了，而是说你的所作所行要改变，要跟随耶稣。
So are you content like this woman with a few crumbs, or do you want the bread of life?
所以最后一个问题问大家了，你是想像这个妇人一样从神那里要一点点饼的碎渣你就满足了呢，还是你要那个完全那一块饼，那个生命的粮？
So where the woman started was admirable, beautiful actually, but Jesus wants to take you beyond the crumbs.
所以当这个妇女刚开始跟神要的话，她要的就是那个饼的碎渣，但是耶稣要给她的是生命的粮。
Maybe if you're content with just crumbs day after day, maybe that's what you'll get.But if you seek the Lord and you say, No, Lord, I really want to know you. I want to be obedient to your word. I want to follow you. That's laying hold of the sustaining bread of life.
所以你是要神的恩典呢，还是你要神自己呢？
Right. So as I close today's message, I always try to think, okay, what is the gospel according to today's text?And this is what I came up with.
那最后结论就是我们今天这一段到底给我们讲了什么呢？
The good news is the promised King Jesus has come.
所以这个福音，这个好消息就是说，神所应许的那个君王耶稣已经来了。
And he is ushering in an everlasting kingdom of life, peace, and restoration.
所以他带给我们的是永远的生命、平安和恢复。
And in this kingdom, the last are actually The first.
在这个神的国度里面，在后的要在前。
And at the same time, those who think they are first are actually last.
那这在前的要在后。
And they are to call on and trust and submit to this king and his reign.
那每一个人都要在这个国度里都要来呼求神，相信神，把自己的主权交给神，交给这个君王。
These last ones become first.When they call on, when they trust, when they submit to this king and his reign, his gracious, glorious, good reign.
所以你即便是好像晚进来的哈，当你信靠神呼求到的时候，你也在神的国里变成排在前面的。
So I leave you with this question. Have you personally called on, trusted, and pledged your allegiance to this king?
所以你我问每一个在座的哈，你有没有呼求神，相信他？ 把你的这个忠心交给耶稣基督呢？
If you haven't, I would encourage you to do that very thing today.
如果你没有的话，我希望你今天就能够做这样的一个决定。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you so much for this word from the Gospel of Mark.
主，我们谢谢你借着马可福音这一段对我们说话。
We ask, Lord, that you would have your way and let this word work the change in us that you want.
主，我们求你这段话在我们心中对我们再说一次，能够改变我们。
Beginning with me.
从我这个人开始。
And show me, Lord, if there are ways that I am misjudging or being prejudicial towards other ethnicities, other groups that are different than myself.
如果我之前对于别的人群种族有偏见的话，求主向我显明。
I believe that some of those things are so deeply rooted in our hearts, O Lord.
主啊，我相信这个偏见有时候是在我心里的深处的，有时候不容易觉察的。
So I pray, Lord, through your mercy, that little by little you would up, show me and uproot these things from my heart.
主啊，求你帮助我一点一点的把这个对别人的偏见从我心中挪掉。
I recognize and like this woman, I call on the name of the Lord.
我就像这个外邦妇女一样，我呼求神的名。
And I welcome your gracious help.
我求主帮助我。
And I ask for your gracious help and mercy on this congregation.
我也求主帮助，主的恩典帮助我们在这个会众。
I pray you give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts that would be receptive to your voice.
求主开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见；开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见；开我们的心，让我们能够感受到主的恩典。
Make us a people who love you from the heart.
帮助我们成为一个真心爱主的人。
Who learn together to walk in your ways.
让我们能够学习和主一同行。
This is my prayer in Jesus' name.
这是我的祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.